As physical therapy educators and as physical therapists, the impact we have on really developing people into amazing clinicians. And I was just really taken by that. So just realize your impact and be a good role model for those that are following in the field.
All right, this episode, excited to record it, talked with Mary Elizabeth Parker. She's a PT, NCS, PCS. We talked about genomics, and that's an area of exploration I really wasn't 100% sure about, which really, really excited me. So pumped to discuss this with her in detail at next, which she did a presentation on. Find out more during this episode. Want to thank Owens Recovery Science for sponsoring the episode. Also, for making a huge donation, want to thank Johnny and the crew over there to our current fundraiser for the Multiple Myeloma Foundation. You could double your donations right now thanks to Owens Recovery Science. You donate 20, Johnny and the crew makes it 40. Yeah, you can do that online at PT Pinecast on Facebook or Twitter. So thanks to those guys. Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs seeking certification in blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Check out OwensRecoveryScience.com for more information.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, welcome to PT Pinecast. We are continuing our coverage. I call it coverage, but really it's me just wandering around at the next conference here in Orlando called the House That the Mouse Built. Down here in Florida, and who am I with? Introduce yourself to everybody.
I am Mary Elizabeth Parker from Texas State University.
Yeah, and you just gave a talk here at Next.
Absolutely. We talked about the human genome, making genetics relevant for PT.
So that's like kind of next level stuff. So I saw that on the docket here, and I said, I kind of know what most of those words mean, but I want to go ahead and talk to someone who knows what those mean and how we can apply it in this field.
Okay.
So talk to me about that.
Absolutely. So many times patients will come with a quote diagnosis, but we both know that that's not always what's
not
really
always
going on. And I feel that we need to know more about differential diagnosis and be able to refer our patients for more diagnostic testing when they don't fit in a box.
So this is happening more and more.
Absolutely.
I mean, the chromosomal, you know, you and me, 23, whatever that is,
yes.
That's getting lower and lower costs. Is that why it's spreading?
Absolutely. And part of my talk was to have the caution about that, because those tests, those what I call over-the-counter,
right,
are just one very simple genetic test. So you may think that something's seriously wrong with you, and you do that, it says you're, quote, normal, but you may not be. So if you want to do just some family DNA, you know, basic stuff, I'm all for those.
Right,
but if you
right.
truly think your health is at risk, you need to go to a doctor and have full testing done.
Wow. All right. So walk us through your thought process with the talk. What did the audience kind of take away from it?
Well, the audience was awesome, first
Good.
Of all.
Good.
Very, very supportive. Lots of questions. I would say I probably had 30 questions at the end, which is exciting. You know, I wasn't hearing crickets, which you never want to do
No.
at the end of a talk. They were very energetic, wanting to know more about the resources I provided. So not only am I a physical therapist, but I'm also a healthcare advocate for a group called You Are Our Hope. U is for undiagnosed, R for rare. And so I walked them through the different avenues we go for diagnostic testing. It may not just be your doctor in your hometown. You may have to go to NIH or the Broad Institute or many of these other places to get a diagnosis, because they can do that next level of sequencing.
What are some of the diagnoses that you're seeing when some people are getting these testing done?
Right. Well, one of the largest expansions has been diagnosing mitochondrial disorders. And mitochondrial disorders can be very simple, where you just have some weakness and some fatigue and can't exercise a lot, which pertains to how physical therapy
sure.
can intervene, to being very dire and taking your life. And so we are doing a much better job of diagnosing these people and being able to treat them because of the science of testing for mitochondrial disease.
Yeah. So what would be, so, you know, you mentioned the over-the-counter mm-hmm. versions, and that's great. When you see the commercials, I'm going to know where my heritage is
right,
from.
Right.
I thought I was a Viking, but it turns out I'm a Scotsman.
Right.
But so what are some of the tests, and how would someone enter the healthcare system to get that done appropriately?
Okay. So you would go first to your primary care and say, hey, I think something else is going on. It's not just, you know, I'm having this GI dysfunction and these migraines. I think something else might be going on. They can run the test, whichever one they feel appropriate, a SNP or a microarray, or maybe go up to a full whole exome sequencing, depending on what that doctor wants to do. Doctor may be uncomfortable doing that and may say, I'm going to send you to a neurologist or a geneticist for those. And then you have to wait because you run the blood work. And in most cases, especially if it's a child, they're going to want to run the child and the parents, because they'll get a better hit if they can see where the child came from and see if they all match up with the mutations. So might be down 6 months down the road before you get a diagnosis. But that's very conclusive.
Yeah. I'm just hearing this and I got ideas going on. The physical therapist can play, I guess, a really key role into number one, maybe identifying when someone they're working with might need testing. And
absolutely.
Then on the back end, after testing, how do I change treatment or how can I enhance treatment now that I know some information?
Right.
This is cool.
Right, right. I love what we can do. We are keen observers. That is what we are trained to do. We look at movement. We look at posture. We look, you know, at the whole body system, how it's operating. And we can really give information that physicians may not see in a 30-minute visit.
A five-minute visit.
Yeah, let's be honest. Okay. So we spend more time with our patients. Yeah. They may be seeing you twice a week. You might see something on Tuesday that you didn't see last week. I think we are the perfect people to make referrals. So if we see something that doesn't fit, or if it looks like a zebra instead of a horse,
yep.
but you hear hooves,
we
need to be the ones referring back. And that's within our scope of practice, because people ask me that a lot. Is that in your scope of practice? I'm not diagnosing.
Right.
I'm referring.
Right.
I can refer until the day is long.
You're being an advocate for your patient.
Right.
In that particular setting. I love that.
Yeah, and it's fun. I mean, you get, when I say fun, it is so rewarding when you walk them through it and they get an answer and it's treatable.
Yeah.
That is the best thing ever. Or they might have thought they had something really awful and it turns out that it's a metabolic thing. We can fix that with a change in diet or whatever.
Knowledge is power.
Yes.
And that's some deep knowledge right there.
Yeah.
That's great that this our profession is getting into
that. It's fun. It's fun. It's like I said, it just brings a whole new avenue to treatment. And again, we can treat our patients better when you know what's wrong with them.
I'd be a bad podcast host if I didn't ask where can people go and get more information? Where's some good resources?
Sure. Well, they can definitely contact us, and we are at www.urourhope.org. They can start there, and I assume when this goes up, can we do a link?
Yeah, we can do a link.
We'll do a link
in the show notes, and people know how to locate that.
Absolutely. They can start with us, and we will be happy to direct them. I will say we're not the only group that works in the rare and undiagnosed sphere, but we are unique in what we do, in that we partner with all these research studies. We have partners all over the country, and we have individuals we're working with outside of this country, Great Britain, Australia, because we have a great healthcare system here.
Yeah.
We like to criticize it, but compared to what people have other places, we're golden.
Stand by. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
What were some of the questions? What were some of the good questions that you got?
How to approach a family when you think, as the clinician, something else is going on with the patient and they're not ready to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a big one. We had a lot of nice dialogue between a lot of the participants, not just me. So that was a nice conversation. How do patients pay for this? When they go for higher level
These
testing.
These are real questions.
Yes. And so we talk about which studies are free. The fact that our group and other groups will assist with cost.
Yeah. I'm actually doing a fundraiser for the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation.
Awesome.
And I jumped on a triathlon team for them to raise some funds.
Okay.
And started learning more and more about it. And knowledge is power. And knowing exactly what is going on with you specifically as an individual, you can tailor treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing that physical therapy is getting involved with this is really, really exciting.
If I incite a few people to become advocates every talk I do, then I've done my job.
Yeah, you know, if you leave the room, I don't care if there's 100,000 people, and you say, if I can get one person to go leave this and get one other person, the message spreads.
Right.
What's coming in the future?
So we have a big, exciting announcement at UR.
Okay.
I hope that we just unveiled last week. We are bringing Beyond the Diagnosis, which is a art show that has been to major medical centers. And it's been to Harvard. It's right now at Mayo. It's been to NIH. It's been to FDA. And it's coming to Texas State University in Round Rock, Texas, in partnership with UR Hope. So we are very honored and proud. The first time it's had a showing in Texas.
And what is it? What's the art?
It's an art exhibit that shows the faces of rare disease. So children's pictures are sent. The artists do this all free. and they paint the child, and then they are framed, and they their works go across the country to raise awareness about rare disease.
Yeah.
And we are honored. We are honored to bring it. Yes.
That's cool. All right. You ready for three questions?
Yes, I'm ready for three questions.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. We were talking before we hit record. These guys just find PTs jobs all across the country. We're in front of their booth right now here at the next conference. You've got beach, you've got mountains, you've got ocean. You can do anything.
I'm ready to go.
All 50 states, all settings, new grads, seasoned clinicians, whatever. AURAUSmedical.com. So the first question is, you're based in Texas now, but they do short-term assignments, 13 weeks. You've got a free pass, hall pass for 13 weeks to go and be a physical therapist and an advocate anywhere in the U.S. Where would you go?
Anywhere in the U.S. Right now, in the summer, I want to go to Maine.
Yeah,
I want to go to Maine.
Gorgeous in Maine.
Yes, yes.
Second question, what's something that you read that really, really inspired you?
Well, can I be a geek?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there are a few books that I've read. Probably the most moving was a book called Orphan.
Okay.
And it's not about an orphan child. It's about these orphan diseases and how this physician was assisting. It just really opened. I thought I was a really good rare disease advocate. Totally changed my perspective on the work that we need to do.
Learning. Doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Third question, who is someone in the field or maybe outside the field in your area's expertise that the audience should know about if they're more curious about this topic?
Well, I have to say one of my greatest mentors has been the director of the rare disease undiagnosed program at NIH Bethesda. His name is Dr. William Gall, and I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times and working with him on a few cases, and he's tireless. He, you know, you go into his office, there are just stacks and stacks and stacks of paperwork, and he works so hard to find answers for these people, and he's one of the most humble individuals. I mean, he's really saved the lives of thousands of people, but he never tell you about it.
Yeah, I love the tireless.
Yeah,
you know,
tireless.
And the humble. I mean, you get that combo together plus smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can stop. All right, that's three questions. Okay. You're off the hot seat. Again, that's from our sponsors at Arias. We actually have some cool, I'm going to stuff some of these in your bag.
They have some cool
koozies, pint
they won't think
koozies.
I stole them, I hope.
No.
Okay.
From Arias. I want to thank those guys again. And if you're looking for a position, or even if you're just thinking about it, housing information, because where are you going to live? They've got that covered. CEUs, health insurance. How do you transfer a license? I live here, but I want to go there. Mm-hmm. You want to go to Maine. They understand how to get the licensure and all that stuff taken care of. They got a system. AURAUSmedical.com. Are you ready for your parting shot?
Absolutely.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Their mission, to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Parting shot. Here we go. What's your last sentiment? What's your last piece of words of wisdom for the audience that you're going to leave them with in your parting shot?
Wow, this is going to be profound.
Here we go. Yeah.
I was just speaking, and I think this just happened because I was speaking to some first-year students who were at my talk. I realized that as physical therapy educators and as physical therapists, the impact we have on really developing people into amazing clinicians. And I was just really taken by that. So just realize your impact. Just realize your impact and be a good role model for those that are following in the field.
Love it. Mary Elizabeth Parker, another website people can reach out to you, email address you want to give out? Maybe?
Yeah, sure. So my email address is mary@youareourhope.org.
That's it. All right. Appreciate this.
This was fun.
Love getting into topics that I know nothing about. Now I know a little bit about.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. PTPintcast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
treating at a pro bono clinic, working at a soup kitchen, cleaning up a park, no matter where or how, we have the ability to positively impact change. Whether we call ourselves physical therapists or physiotherapists, service embodies who we are, what we do, and how we act. Become a part of PT Day of Service. Become a part of PT Day of Service as we join together to better the world. Find out how you can get involved at ptdayofservice.com.